The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. Go ahead and up front, we are drinking adult beverages. So if you are partaking in whatever you're doing, do so responsibly. Annie, that's to you as well.
Thank you.
Also currently not sponsored by any of these products. Of course, dynamic has changed. Maybe they like our episode and they ask us to. Who knows? No matter what, currently, this is not a sponsorship today. We did purchase this. I'm going to get reimbursed this time around. I swear to God, I'm the worst about this. But today, we are actually kind of going back to the root of what we were doing with the happy hour, even though we love what it is, what has become, I guess, what has bloomed to become. But we are featuring an actual liquor or company led by a group of women, specifically Yola Jimenez, as well as Leaky Lee, which is the musician, as you know of it, and Gina Corell Aglietti, who has formed this company together very purposefully, all women led, when we love to see it. And here is a little bit from them. It says, after spending time abroad, Yola Jimenez was drawn back to the slow pleasures of her native Oaxaca, where she inherited her grandfather's farm in 2007 and began deepening her relationship to the land and the mezcal it produces. It is not coincidence that this moment aligns with the drink's sudden rise in popularity. Yola was one of the movement's earliest pioneers. Along with two friends, she opened one of Mexico City's first mezcalerias. She sold small batches of her farm's production to a handful of innovative chefs, laying the groundwork for their current global community of creatives. And they suggested using her name to celebrate its roots as the passion project of a woman and a local. So yes, today we are drinking Yola Mezcal. Go ahead and be really transparent. I do not like mezcal. So as I'm drinking and maybe reviewing it, if you don't hear the passion in my voice, it is because I am not the biggest fan of mezcal. Not necessarily this distillery, because I'm excited about what they're doing and how they're doing it. But in general, when it comes to like mezcals, anything smoky like this and scotch, all I taste is burnt duct tape. And it's really hard for me to get past that. I did make a cocktail, and we're going to talk about what I made in a minute. And I still don't love it, but I can still taste what is quality and what isn't. You know what I mean? So I will say that. But yes, complete transparency with that. I'm not the biggest fan, but Annie, you love mezcal.
I love mezcal. It's one of my favorites. I love scotch. I love, like, kind of the in the back of your throat smoky taste. I remember the first time I had mezcal and I was like, where have you been my whole life? So that's good. We can balance each other out.
We do. And that's the other part of this is that just because I don't like it doesn't mean it shouldn't be featured or talked about. So that's just a personal taste for me in general, because I do not enjoy the smoky taste. For me, I like the burning of liquor or alcohol. I like that sensation. I don't like the actual taste of it. Again, I don't know if I've been traumatized and I don't know if I've made up some scenario in my head. Because I imagine, again, this is very specific and trigger warning if anybody's been in a car wreck, don't listen to this part. But like if there was a car wreck, the car gets set on fire, the leather seats, which may have had duct tape on it at one point in time, I don't know why, this is very specific to me, and it burns, and then you walk to it that sits freshly burned, that's what it tastes like to me.
Well, that's very funny you say that, because there is a distillery in Atlanta that has a scotch that is called Tire Fire.
Yes, they do. They have that scotch whiskey, and I also hate that one.
But it's a very specific, it is like a burning, smoky taste. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh. The smoky. That is the best description. And I will, and their site continues. I do want to say, like, outside of this, what they say. It says, it's clear from the start that a women-led company from Oaxaca should also be woman-operated. Our master mezcalera, a role traditionally held by men, is Guadalupe Batista, who is Javier's daughter, and our mezcal is distilled and bottled by an all-female team on our namesake's farm. From the most intimate dinners to a massive music festival, we've produced and hosted dozens of events where women head the tables, chefs, artists, musicians. So, you know, we love that and we celebrate that as well. So, therefore, of course, we have to talk about this and celebrate it as well. I actually did have to order it. I couldn't find any locally. I think there was one in like Alpharetta, Georgia. So if you're from Georgia, you know, that's about 40 minutes out of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So it was a little farther away. So I did get it directly from the company. I think they use a third-party system. It came so quickly, too. Like, so quickly. I was very surprised how quickly it came, because I think I ordered it on a Wednesday, Tuesday. I told you I was going to do it, and it came Friday. And I was like, wow. Okay, then. They're ready. And the bottle is very cute. My partner is very excited, because he also loves mezcal, and I can't stand it, so that I don't have it. Like, because typically I'm the... Much like the statistics, I'm the purchaser in the house. So I don't get it if I don't like it. Kind of same thing with mayo. I never bought it until I had moved in with my partner who loves me. And I'm like, this is disgusting. So I very rarely get it. And I never think about it. But then I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess he does like it. But mezcal is also on that list. So very impressive how quickly it came. He's excited. It is very beautiful bottle, very wonderfully done. And you can go on their site and see their whole process. They talk about the distillery. They talk about how they get it done, the agave process, the distilling process. And it's a whole, I mean, just like with any fine liquors, you know, it's a process and it is a craft.
Yes. Yes.
So, according to one Mezcal review, I believe it's called mezcalreview.com, they say, Yolo Mezcal is handcrafted using a family recipe using agaves harvested on a family farm that was purchased in 1971. It is produced in San Juan del Rio. Agaves are roasted in an earthen oven for 75 hours in the spring and summer and 96 hours in the fall and winter. The cooked plants are crushed by Tahona and then fermented in oak barrels with filtered spring water and captured rainwater. The first distillation takes about 10 hours, and the second is slower and takes about 15 hours. The copper pot made mezcal is distilled to proof and hand-bottled on site. So very, very thorough.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Back to the Yolo Mezcal site, it says the tasting notes are opens with striking flavors of peppered citrus that give way to a soothing, smoky finish. And then the Mezcal review says the flavors are bright and refreshing, yet complex with earthy mineral flavors. So, Annie, did you actually take a sip of it on its own? What is your flavor profile to this?
I think that's really accurate because when I took a sip, at first I was like, oh, wow, you know, this is a very light, the smokiness isn't really there as strongly as I'm used to with mezcal. But then in the finish, it came in.
Oh.
So I think these are great descriptions because it does open kind of like you can still taste that smokiness, but it's a bit lighter. But as the taste continues and builds, it comes in at the end. Am I doing well?
You're doing such a great job.
It's been a long time since we've done one of these.
It's been a minute. I will say while you were doing that, I decided to take a taste on my own because I'll do it on mic. I'm just making faces at you and I don't mean to.
I was like, oh wow, she thinks I'm a total moron.
No. I think you did a great job because I will depend on you because all I can focus on is the smoke. But I will say it does have the beginning of a tequila where it has that shot very quickly, very strong. And then I taste the duct tape at the end. No, just kidding. You know what I'm talking about? When you rip open duct tape and you smell, it hits you. You'll think about it. Like when you like, oh, there's a smell as you rip open duct tape. You're like, wow. Anyway, but it does finish with that. But I will say because it is sweet, it's not the worst. Like I've definitely had worse alcohols. A lot of worse alcohols with my flavor tasting on that. And it's not so bad that I couldn't, but I needed an immediate after shot because it does stay on my tongue. And I could see why people like it. This is just not my preference in like, what I would have, but it is it's sweeter than I anticipated. Mm-hmm. As well as it sits on the tongue, it kind of is a sweetened taste, almost as I guess the agave. Like you, if you are familiar and use agave, then you know that level of sweetness, and it's not overwhelming because it doesn't taste like anything but sweetness. Mm-hmm. To me, like honey has a very specific sweet taste. This is kind of that level of that difference. So yeah, I can see why it's loved by so many. It smells like a sweeter tequila with some smokiness to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's a good way for me to describe it in my reference because I don't drink mezcal in general as a thing. So, and then I was trying to see if we could find any of their own recipes because many of the companies create their own signature cocktails, but I couldn't find it. And it may just been like they have their own separate thing. But that meant that I was like, hey, can you do your own cocktail? And he's like, of course. So Annie, what did you make?
Well, I don't think this will surprise anyone, but I made the most simple cocktail. I looked up like mezcal cocktails and pretty much the only one I had all the ingredients for was called mezcal water.
And it's
it's just like mezcal, then sparkling water, and then a citrus, and I use lime. So it is sort of a not quite margarita, but in that realm.
Yeah.
And it's very lovely and very refreshing.
I saw that. I was like, okay. So I went through different recipes, and I do have a pretty stocked bar. And I found one in Food and Wine that calls for tart cherry slurry, I guess, where you make your own, and I'm not doing that, or puree. I did not do that. I have tart cherry juice because I have been drinking the Sleepy Time mocktails, for those of you who are familiar from TikTok. I've been doing those, and tart cherry juice is now in my refrigerator. So I was like, I'll just use that. So I made that with a little bit of agave, a dash of orange bitters, Cointreau, because it does call for that. And I like it sparkly, so I added a little bit of ginger ale, but it was flat.
Oh, no.
So then I added some tonic water, though that did help. So they're calling it a sour cherry margarita. Very simple. I want a mezcal margarita. I'm going to call it something else because obviously I did it something odd completely on its own. I'm not really sure what I would call it. So, Annie, you'll have to help me think of a name.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I tried it. And because all I could taste was mezcal, I was like, oh my gosh. So it tasted like smoky cherry juice to me. But it's actually getting better with some ice in it. Mm-hmm. And it's delicious, actually. I'm like, okay, but I wouldn't choose this drink.
Right.
I did have someone, my partner, who does like mezcal. He tried it. He really liked it. So he was like, oh yeah, I like that. I was like, so yay. I made a successful cocktail and I don't know what I'm going to call it.
We have time to workshop that.
We have to workshop this. Cherry. Smoky cherry bomb.
I don't know. We'll have to think about it.
Smoky cherry bomb. I feel like the bomb means that it needs something to it. But I guess if you have it sparkly, as I had tried to intend to do, it would have made it being like a bomb.
And you had like, if you had a cherry, like a whole cherry in it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's true.
We can work on this.
We're gonna work on this. But yeah, so that's it. That's the Yola Mezcal, Yola Mezcal. And again, they do have their own site and they do sell it on their site. I'm sure there may be regulations according to whichever state you are in. But if you might want to check and see if your local liquor store or packaging stores, as some are called, some are not. I found that weird.
Don't get me started on weird alcohol laws.
Yeah, the red dot, the South Carolina and the red dot. That always threw me off. Mm-hmm. Anyway, perhaps you can go and grab a bottle, support, women-led distilleries. There's not enough women in the industry. They even talked about how the pandemic did hit them, much like many other businesses. So go and support women-led businesses like this. And yeah, if you have it, if you like it, send us your cocktail recipe because we've got plenty left over. I know I sent quite a bit home with Annie.
You did. It was very, very nice of you. We got to hang out for the New Year's, Lunar New Year's celebration, and you gave me some mezcal to go. It was a wonderful experience.
I'm the mama who sends home food with people. But yes, or liquor in this, so I'm the bad this auntie in this case. One. But yes, yeah, so yeah, if you have other women-led companies that you think we need to feature, please let us know. We would love to do so. We're always going to keep doing this. It may be a little more sparse, but we do want to keep recognizing the hardworking women and non-binary peoples who are doing this hard work and amazing work so that we continue to recognize them and uplift their businesses.
Yes. Yes. And we were loosely at one point planning on doing like a roundup of Sminty recipes. So if you have any cocktail recipes or just recipes in general, great. We would love to hear them.
Send those.
I think that'd be a great episode. Thank you, as always, to you, Samantha, for finding this, for gifting me with alcohol, though you should get reimbursed. You should do it this time.
I'm going to do it.
Okay, good. Well, listeners, if you would like to contact us, you can. Our email is stephanie@momstuff.iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffWhenEverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book you can get wherever you get your books. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christine, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production by iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.